This is Inside Track for HeartlandMotorsports.com. On Sunday night, we're down at Quincy Raceways. We're with tonight's UMP late model feature winner, Justin Reed. Justin, what a great car you had tonight.
Yeah, pretty good. Glad to pick up the win. I'm a little disappointed in our effort on Friday, but, you know, we won tonight, had a good race car all night. Pretty pumped, so hopefully we're turning the corner.
Tell you, the zero car hung with you for a little while, but he just did not have the car in the middle of the corner that you did. You were getting turned in the middle. He was scooting up a little bit, and that was allowing you to get a better run off the corner.
Yeah, I mean, it's my home track. I mean, like, I'm sure if I go where he races at all the time, I'll struggle a little bit more. But we made the right calls tonight, and the track come to my liking. It was a little more dusty, crummy, not as clean as last week, but you know, my hat's off to the Quincy Raceways guys. I mean, gosh dang, they had to work all week and then all weekend. So, you know, not too bad for that. But happy to get the W, you know, just a good race car.
Tell you, came up on the 08 car and the 31 there, lap cars, and had to work your way by them. That was a big factor.
Yeah, it was a little more frustrating this week than it was last week. I got to one guy, and he raced me, and then he decided to pull off right when I about got around him. And then the 08 car, little Jake, will probably lap me someday, but tonight he didn't, and he raced me. And then I got to the 31 car, and he raced me, and I thought, come on, guys, I get it, but come on, I'm leading, I really like to win. So I don't know, I can't get too frustrated about it. We got it over with, you know. Just I'm just glad I wasn't in that spot. I'm sure that they're frustrated too for being in that spot, so, you know, we'll see what happens next week.
I'd have been a little worried there late. You come up on really heavy lap traffic, a lot of cars in front of you, but thank God you had a good enough lead to hold on.
Yeah, I was getting worried because a couple laps I thought, well, I'm going to try to race between the 45 and the 33. And then I thought, nah, I'll just hang on the bottom because it didn't look like the 33 could make anything happen on the top. So I was like, why give the bottom lane, give it up, give the guy behind me a chance to run, make a run on me. And then Then I felt like I was using my race car up trying to run behind him. So it was a lot more nerve-wracking this week. Last week I felt in total control. This week car was good. I just things just didn't fall the way I thought they should have for the whole time. But like I said, we had a good enough car and got her done. So
third feature win, big point night for you.
Yeah. Like I said, it's July. There'll be another swing. You know, we'll fight it again, I'm sure. This year has really taught me not to get too high on racing and not to get too low. So we'll just keep plugging away like we do, stay on top of our tire program, make sure our motor keeps running like a clock, and we'll be there at the end.
Who'd you have helping you tonight?
My Uncle Wally, he come back down, really helps keep me and my dad focused on what we need to keep the car going. My Grandpa Wally, my buddy Dan Vile, and my buddy Dr. Doug Ventura, he come down tonight, first race of the year, got a W for him. That was pretty cool. And Dan Vile had a guy down from Canada, first race he ever got to come to. So it was pretty cool. We had a big group of guys in the pits tonight helping us, and got to show some of them a feature win.
That's great. Who you got for sponsors on it?
Dean Lampkin, Quincy Honda. Dean Lampkin supported me for 2 years now. Great guy. Great people are Dean Lampkin Honda. Dunker Concrete, Pat Dunker, sponsors about every race car in the pit area and is a super big race fan, super great supporter of Quincy Raceways. Now he's a racer, so love seeing Pat here at the racetrack. First Bankers Trust, McDonald's, Quincy, Albertson Auto Body, Steve Albertson's been on with me for about 8 years. I really appreciate his help. Midas Services of Quincy, my Uncle Wally and Midas Stores, great people. Helped my race car tremendously, both financially and setup wise. My Uncle Wally is very meticulous and does really last 2 years as what's made my race team turn the corner. Tony Dunker, Farm Marketing, Quincy Recycle, Hampton Inn, Bill Steen Racing Shocks by Mark Voigt. Mark Voigt's always been a big help with my setups. Spring Street Automotive, Mark Holmeyer with me for 10 years. And hopefully I don't forget nobody. Moore's Floors of Quincy, Illinois. So.
Justin Reed, thanks for talking with us on the Inside Track. Congratulations on your third feature win at Quincy Raceways this year.
Thanks, Dave, and I'm looking forward to talking to you next week, too. So
we'll be here. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.